Feeling the pressure of school leadership? Ready to make a real impact? Then listen to Control Shift Lead, the podcast designed exclusively for all school leaders. This partnership between AWB Education and Inspired Edification will bring you three powerful takeaways in every episode. Something you can control in your work, something that will shift your thinking or practice, and something concrete to help you lead your school or district. Get practical strategies and fresh perspectives to empower your leadership journey. New episodes drop on the first of every month. Search for Control Shift Lead on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe today.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Happy Friday and welcome back to your Morning Boost. I'm thrilled to have you join me on this insightful Friday of June 6th. And today we're going to dive into a topic that's crucial for effective leadership and fostering genuine connections. And this is the art of delivering truth without a sword. As you know, this week we've been exploring valuable insights from the Fitting Five newsletter. One more time, if you're not receiving this fantastic resource, reach out to us from AWB Education, and we will get you hooked up by this awesome newsletter put out by Grundmeier Leader Services every month. Today, we're going to dissect an article from that Fitting Five. It tackles the often uncomfortable yet incredibly vital act of providing honest feedback. It's a piece that challenges us to move beyond sugarcoating and silence, and instead embrace clarity and kindness in our communication. This perspective is absolutely essential for cultivating growth, building strong relationships, and truly leading with integrity. So today we're going to review PJ Capozzi's article titled Truth Without a Sword, The Art of Helping Others Grow. And this article really hit home for me. It emphasizes a critical leadership skill, that ability to deliver difficult truths with care and intention. PJ shares a personal anecdote about receiving honest feedback that, while direct, ultimately made his work stronger. It resonates deeply because it highlights how true kindness isn't about avoiding discomfort. It's about facilitating growth. His article breaks down why we often shy away from honesty, and it involves two major traps: sugarcoating for self-preservation and staying silent, mistaking it for humility. We often tell ourselves we're being kind, but as his article points out, it's usually about protecting ourselves from discomfort or potential fallout. We prioritize our own ease over the other person's growth. If we're not willing to be truthful, are we truly invested in that person's development or just in how they make us feel? It's not leadership. It's self-preservation disguised as kindness. Similarly, staying silent might feel like humility. I mean, who am I to say something? But when we have insights that can genuinely help someone, silence isn't humble. It's absence. It's choosing the safety of not speaking up over the service of contributing to someone's growth. Real leadership demands more. It requires the courage to lean into discomfort and speak truth, even when it's easier to stay quiet. I mean, I've certainly been in situations where I've sugarcoated feedback and convinced that I was being nice, but looking back on that now, I realize all I was doing was a disservice to that employee. I mean, for example, I think about early in my career, I had a team member who's just struggling with punctuality. Instead of addressing it directly, I'd make vague comments about the importance of being on time or send general reminders. It felt less confrontational, but it certainly didn't solve the problem. Only when I finally had a direct, kind, and clear conversation did things improve. And at the time, of course, it was uncomfortable, but it was necessary for their growth and for the team's effectiveness. And in the end, it delivered exactly what we needed it to do. That person was there on time, and that punctuality problem had honestly disappeared. And this was exactly what we were looking for. It just took me to step forward and be comfortable with that conversation. PJ's article champions a powerful concept from Brené Brown, that clear is kind, unclear is unkind, and those certainly words that I take to heart every day. This isn't permission to be harsh, but it's an invitation to be clear, honest, and kind all at once. When we try to preserve relationships by sharing half-truths, We're building something fragile that won't withstand pressure or honest conflict. If we genuinely care about someone's growth, whether it's a colleague, a student, or a friend, we owe them the truth. We owe them clarity delivered with care, not judgment or flimsy excuses. We owe them feedback that makes them better, not just comfortable. Kindness without clarity, it's a weakness. It feels good in the moment, but it leaves people stuck. It protects feelings at the expense of growth, and it builds fragile relationships. Truth without kindness is cruelty. It stops being about helping, and it starts being about making a point, which is going to burn trust and close doors. This real work of leadership, it's about giving people both the truth with enough courage to be clear and enough care to be heard. It's about delivering feedback that helps people move forward, not shut down. It's about choosing long-term growth over short-term comfort. As we close today and close this week, looking back on PJ's work, he gives us some amazing advice on how to lead forward truly as leaders. Don't sugarcoat. Avoid the silence. Although while these are seemingly safe, ultimately, these will hinder growth and build fragile relationships. True leadership, as his article kindly says to us, lies in the courageous act of offering both truth and kindness. Thanks for listening. I hope you've had an awesome Friday, and I hope you have an even better weekend ahead. Again, thanks for listening to us. Thanks for joining us on your Morning Boost. If you have time for a quick rating or review, we would love it. Any feedback that you got back to us to help us make this show even more valuable for you is even better. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again on Monday.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.